God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord this morning, saints. Amen. God bless you. God is good. Amen. And we want to again welcome our visitors. God bless you. We welcome you here. Amen. And I don't know, I wasn't here last week if this was your first time, but if it is, amen. God be with you, and we're here for the word. Amen. There's nothing else, amen, but the word of God. And you're not here by accident, but you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. And we want to thank God for his grace and his mercy, and we appreciate the Lord. We appreciate the word. We appreciate what God has done for us. He has kept us. Amen. And his kindness and tender mercy, for God has loved us. Amen. And we thank God for his great love. Amen. And we want to just continue praying for our pastor. He is in the Philippines and coming towards the end of his missionary trip there. And he'll be traveling back on here. He'll be here Wednesday. So we want to pray for traveling mercies. Amen. For him and our sister Rosie. She just returned yesterday. And I know she's resting. That flight, that trip is hard. Because of the time. You're coming, you're going. When you go there, you're going to the future. When you come back, you're coming back in time. So she's trying to catch up on her days and her hours. Amen. And we want to pray for Sister Steph and Tatiana, for they're both they're under the weather, sick. So we want to pray for their strength. And amen. We just want to pray for all those who are here and who are not. Praise God. And we're just here for the word of God, and we appreciate the Lord. And are you here for the word, saints? Yeah. Amen. Are you here to hear what God has to say to us? Amen. And we want to thank the Lord, and we just honor God in the word. And the Lord has been opening up such beautiful messages on his love, his great love, and what God is the plan of God, the love of God. For our heart. God loves us. Amen. He loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. He loves us with an everlasting love. Praise God. And we thank God for his everlasting love. We cannot explain it. It's not something that that human can fathom, because he loves us as much as he loves his own son, Jesus Christ, that he sent his son and died for us. Amen, that we might be able to understand the unfolding mercies, the unfolding love of God, and the unfolding revelations of his word. And it's by his word that we understand that he loves us. It's by the word of God. It doesn't come from anywhere else. It doesn't come from the tongues of men nor of angels. Paul said, if I speak of tongues of men or of angels and have not charity, I'm but a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. So it doesn't come from tongues of men. It doesn't come from angels, but it comes from God. For God is love. And the love that we have, the love that we ought to have, is that same love. Amen. Because God sent his love. He sent, commended his love in our hearts. And he shed his love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So it's the Holy, through the Spirit of God. Amen. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So it's the Spirit of God, amen, that washes us in the blood. It's the Spirit of God that will lead us into all truth. What is the truth? Jesus is the truth. He's the way and he's the life. Amen. And that's why we ought to understand and know that this Word of God is the word of God, amen, and it is the love of God, and there's scriptures all over, and I want to go to Colossians chapter 2, because we just, again, we've been receiving these wonderful messages on this great love, but we also have to understand is that there's so many voices out there, there's so many voices out there that it's not the love of God, or it's not the order of God. And we have to be careful not to be deceived. We have to be careful to stay in the love of God, because in him we live and move and have our being. We have to learn how to stay in the love of God. and there's a work that is done in a heart. It's a precious work. It's an eternal work. Paul said that I travaileth over you till Christ be formed in you. Amen. So God is doing a love work, but his love work is the image of God being formed in us, the expressed image of God. And it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. So Christ is being formed. It says, God said, lo, in the last days, I will take out their stony heart and I will give them a heart of flesh, and I will write my law in their inward parts. So we understand and know that the law and commandment is the mind of God, is the word of God. Amen. And Christ is the express image of that word and the brightness of his glory. And the word of God is made flesh. Amen. Christ has come among us. It's Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. And the word says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And John said, we beheld his glory, the glory of the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So it's the word of God that that is manifested through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. And by his word, praise God, hallelujah, he is the epistle. He is a word, the word written, amen. And when we partake of the word of God, hallelujah, he says, as I am, you shall be also. As he is, we shall be also living epistles known and read of all men. Known and read of all men. So, and Christ emulated who God is, which is the love of God. But it was through the word that are spoken. The word says, you are clean. You are clean by the word that I have spoken unto you. Amen. And it's the word of God that begins to wash us and begins to cleanse us. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word says in Colossians, let's go to Colossians chapter 2. Amen. Colossians chapter 2. And it says, let's start at verse 1. For I would that ye know what great conflict I have for you. And for them in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted, amen, being knit together in love. Their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. So God is knitting our hearts in love, and he's the one who is doing the fine needlework, praise God. The fine needlework, that means he's knitting the love of God or the robe of righteousness that we are not to be naked before him, but we are to be clothed with righteousness. But in that same time, he's knitting our hearts together. It's called the unity of the faith, amen, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man, praise God, and Christ is that perfect man. So he's knitting the love of God, he's knitting Christ in our heart, but he's also knitting a unity of love, praise God. It's a corporate anointing that we ought to be comforted in, that God is with us and God loves us, praise God. And it says, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding and all riches. Amen. So that is in Christ. All of the riches and knowledge are in Christ Jesus, and we are complete in him. So all of the riches. So what is he doing? He's bringing us to an understanding that we have an inheritance in him. Praise God. That we are part of the family of God. We are connected, amen, to the saints in light that has gone on before us. Hebrews chapter 11, praise God. He says, unto all of the riches and full assurance of understanding. So there has to be an understanding. You have to know, amen. You are not to be ignorant, brethren, amen, that there are grievous wolves, there are people, there are voices out there that will begin to try to take us away from this understanding. He says, but there's an assurance, and of the understanding to the acknowledgement. Amen. To the acknowledgement. When you acknowledge something, you know, you're saying, you're speaking of it. Amen. There's a witness of it. You're acknowledging to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Praise God. So it's acknowledging. He's acknowledging to understand that we are coming on one accord. Amen. That the acknowledgement that the mystery of God is that that whom he foreknown, he did also predestine that you might be conformed into the image of his dear son. Praise God that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. But to the acknowledgement, go back to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of Christ. Praise God. The acknowledgement. What is the mystery of God? Is Christ in you, the hope of glory, the image of God being formed in you. Praise God. And that, praise God, we are part of the family of God, and that we are partaking in the inheritance, praise God, into the promise that was given to Abraham. Praise God, that through Abraham, that all through Abraham's seed may all be blessed. Praise God. Next verse. And verse 3, in whom are hid, come on, in whom are hid all the treasures and wisdom, come on, treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's in Christ, in whom are hid all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So that's why we ought to be understand that we are blessed. And there's a blessed assurance in Christ, in whom are hid are all of the wisdom and knowledge. And we are complete in him. So we are to be in Christ Jesus. In him we live and move and have our being. Christ said, I and my Father will make our abode in you. I in you, and you in me, and we are one. Praise God. We are one. So we are one in the inheritance. Praise God, we are one in the mystery of God, that we shall all appear. See it not so, but ye are the sons of God, yet and not yet appear. Praise God, that we are the sons of God, that Christ is being formed in your heart, that Christ, the image of God, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, in whom are all hid the riches, not the riches of the world. Praise God, not the knowledge of the world. Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. But it's the knowledge and riches of the divine nature of God. Amen. For he's given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature of God. Hallelujah. So we, so when we are in the word of God, that's how much the love of God is for us, is that he withhold no good thing to them that love him. Praise God. So he gives us all the riches. That means all of the Godhead bodily is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And we are incomplete in him. So wherever you're, whatever you're looking for out there, it's not in the world. Praise God. But it's in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And next verse, verse 4, it says, for this I say, lest any man, come on, here's the warning, praise God, that you not be moved from the treasures, that you not be moved from the riches, for that you might not be moved from the wisdom that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. It says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. What does that word beguile mean? Deceive you. Deceive you. There's a lot of deception in the world. There's a lot of religion in the world. There's a lot of voices in the world. Everyone, they see it on the internet. They look on YouTube. Amen. And everyone is saying something. But what is the word saying? Who are we listening to? Amen. Who are we listening to? There's the warning that was given. Paul said, let no man take your crown. There's a crown of righteousness and a crown of glory laid up in store for you. But as you're in the world, you're not of the world. But we're pilgrims passing through. Praise God. And we have the example of those that have overcome, that our hearts are knit with them. Praise God. The ones that are already have made it. Amen. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. And they loved not their lives even unto the death. So they were not moved from the riches. They were not moved from the knowledge and the understanding of God. Praise God. But they acknowledged, praise God, the understanding. They acknowledged the mystery of God in their life. And knew and understood that, praise God, it's God that brings them through. It's not on their own strength. So the word tells us is that, lest any man beguile you or entice you or take your heart away. Amen. What is it? What was it the church in Sardis where they left their first love in Revelation? Could you go take put up that scripture real quick? That they left their first club love in Revelation, was it chapter 3? Chapter Revelation, they left their first love, chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write unto these things, say I, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. Who was that? That's Christ Jesus, who walketh in the midst of these seven golden candlesticks. Amen. Or the churches. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how canst thou bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. So God sees the wisdom and the knowledge and the great things that they've done, but they've done it on their own works. Something had crept in that caused them to lift up themselves. And it says, and has bore and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, so if everything was all great, there would not be a nevertheless. Christ would not have something against them. So there's something. That's why we always have to pray and repent. Praise God. And let no one beguile us or entice us away. So we always have to take a stock on our heart and begin to line ourselves up with the word of God. Amen. To see, where are we? Lord, have I strayed? Lord, I repent for the things known and unknown. Lord God, please forgive me. Have mercy upon me, because we're undone. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Praise God. And we are undone. So the word says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left. Come on. Thy first love. Thou hast left. So there was a straying away. And what has... you did run well, but who did hinder you? Who did hinder you? There was a hindrance that caused you to leave your first love. Praise God. There was a hindrance. Amen. And let's just go back to verse, where are we? Verse 5. So there was a hindrance, that there was something enticing, something that got in, that caused them to leave. Was it pride? Don't know. Whatever it was, God had something against them. And we have to be careful that we do not allow that same spirit to draw us away. That we boast in ourselves, or pride rises up, because pride comes before destruction and a hearty heart before a fall. And as it says, it goes on, remember where thou hast fallen. Amen. So there's a fall. And in the last days, there will be a falling away. In these last days that we're in right now, there is a falling away. So there's many voices to try to take us away with them. as Satan drew a third of the stars down to the ground. Amen. Praise God. But Christ has come to redeem us and lift us up from the dust of the earth. Amen. Praise God. He came to redeem us, that we that he may bring us into heavenly places together with him. Amen. That we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So there is a falling away. And so the word is telling us we must be careful that we not be caught up in enticing words. Amen. As Paul gave the example, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, without love, I'm just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. So if there's no love there, and I don't mean the love of the world, but the love of Christ Jesus, where you love righteousness and hate iniquity. Amen. Where you love what God loves and hate what God hates. Praise God. Does God hate? It's in the Word of God. We must read it and know what God wants for our lives. That that Paul said, that I may present you as a chaste virgin. Hallelujah. Undefiled. Amen. That we may appear before him without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. That means there's no one that defiled your love feast that you have with God. It's a love feast that you have with him. You sup with him. He said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So God, that table is the banqueting house. Amen. And the banner over you is love. So there's a protection that God has in that love. And there's a love feast that you sup with him, and you take on the nature of God, and he takes on your sinful nature. Praise God. But he swallows it up in victory, and you have victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And go and continue on down to verse 6, verse 5. For though I be absent in the flesh, and yet I am I with you in spirit, joining and beholding your order. I can hear pastors say this right now. Join your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. So there's a steadfastness of your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God, in Christ, that we must stay in. A steadfastness that Christ has already set before us. He set the race. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. There's a steadfastness. The example that he's given us. Praise God. That we run this race with patience. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, with this, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. And now he sits on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And Christ has gave us a seat. Hallelujah. In heavenly places with him. That we must stay steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Steadfast in the faith. Where he says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold to eternal life. Hallelujah. There's a steadfastness we ought to have that Christ has given us. Amen. And we must contend for the faith that was what's given unto us. And it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. Walk in him. There's a walk that's in Christ. Amen. And where are we walking? It's called the path of the just. Amen. It's as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. There's a path. Amen. And we walk in the footsteps of the flock, those that gone before us, besides the shepherd's tent. And he is the great shepherd. Hallelujah. The great shepherd. He's the one that keeps our soul. Praise the Lord. And there's a walk. We walk as children of light. We walk. And we have the word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, that we can see. Amen. Because we need that light that shined in darkness, that we will not be enticed, nor go to the left, nor to the right, or stray away from the path. Amen. That is set before us. It says, rooted, Come on, rooted. Rooted. Praise God. Woo! That's that tap root. Amen. That goes down deep. Hallelujah. Rooted as the man that built this house on the rock. Though the wind and the tempest blow, it cannot move that house because he was rooted in Jesus Christ. He was rooted upon the rock. Jesus Christ is our rock. He is our rock. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're built upon that rock. We're built upon the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. And on that rock you cannot be moved, because we're out as Mount Zion, a city upon the hill that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says rooted and built up in him. How do we build ourselves in him? Building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Come on. Praying in the Holy Ghost. That's how we build ourselves up. It's in our most holy faith. Praying. Come on, without ceasing, in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Wait, my God, this is awesome. And it says, and establish yourself. Come on, establish yourself. Be fixed. Paul said, I am persuaded. Hallelujah. I am persuaded. Neither death nor life. Come on. Nor angels. Nor principalities. Nor powers. Hallelujah. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Established, come on, in the faith. That means though the enemy cometh, he find nothing in me. Hallelujah. You cannot be moved because you're fixed on the rock and you're rooted down deep in love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, my God. And rooted, built up, and established in the faith as ye have been taught. Come on, see? There's the teaching. Where? The teaching of the word of God that we have been taught, established in the faith. And faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word of God teaches us, hallelujah, to stay on this word and not be blown by every wind of doctrine, doctrines of devils, hallelujah. Things that will take us off this word. Things that will take us off the path. All kinds of religion. All kinds of mixed things that God did not want. God did not die for. Amen. He died for his children. Hallelujah. Come on. My God. And verse 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. As ye have been taught, abounding therein. Come on, with thanksgiving. Abounding, hallelujah. Therein with thanksgiving. There's, hallelujah. When sin abound, come on. I mean, when, come on, help me out here. Come on, say it again. Come on, y'all. When sin abound, grace, much more abound. Come on, grace much more abound. Hallelujah. And I know abounding is multiplication. That means it's more and more. Come on, are you with me, saints? It says abounding therein with thanksgiving. So be thankful, as my wife said. Not that the things that you don't have, but the things that you have. Be thankful in all things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be thankful in all things. And abound in thankfulness. Hallelujah. Abound in the grace of God that was given unto you. And it says, beware, come on, lest any man spoil you. Come on, there it is. Oh, my God, there it is. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition, come on. Tradition is dangerous, very dangerous. And our churches have opened the door of those traditions of men, not of God. Christ, my God, come on, think of the word of God. He says, God is not a man and he could lie. Amen. And he is God is spirit. Hallelujah. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if it's in spirit, it's not in the things of men, nor in the tongues of angels, not in tongues of men, nor of angels. Praise God. So the traditions that we hang on to, amen, Christ has come to bring those down, to root up, to tear down. Come on. And then to build up. What is he building? Christ in you. Hallelujah. And not in tradition. So we have to be careful. The traditions is the doctrines of Christ. That's what we stay in. The principles of the oracles of God. What God has for your life. Amen. And not in doing this or doing that. Touch this. Touch not that. Or not this. But it's the word of God. Hallelujah. And it says, after the rudiments. Come on. The rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Come on, it's not after Christ. So the philosophies, the vain deceit, the traditions of men, the rudiments of the world, amen, that are not after Christ. So where is Christ in it? That means they left their first love and begin to put up another image. Put up another image. Come on, another thought in the church that is not of God, that is not Christ. And Christ is not exalted. And Christ said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We're speaking other men's names, or we're speaking of things. We're speaking of prosperity. All these things that twist us up. But it does not establish us in the faith. It does not establish us in the kingdom of God. It does not complete the robe that needs to be knitted in your the robe that needs to be knitted in your heart. Come on. But it takes you off the focus of what Christ is doing in your life. He's translating you out of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. He's taking you from death to life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have to be careful. And Jude talks about that. In Jude 1. Let's just turn your scriptures there. In Jude chapter 1, as we learn and understood again, not of man and not of angels, if it be not love. We're sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. That means God is not in it. It's off of the things of Christ. But, and it says, Jude, let's just go ahead and go there. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brethren of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. So where are we preserved? In Jesus Christ. In him all the wisdom and knowledge, amen, are in him. And we are complete in him. So we are preserved from the womb to the grave to the kingdom. Come on. He preserves us. He keeps us. He said, nothing can pluck you out of my hand. And nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Preserved. Kept in him. And it says, mercy unto you and peace and love. Come on. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied. That means abound in you. Be multiplied. Hallelujah. Come on, be multiplied. That means you're growing in grace and in the knowledge of God. You're coming to a level of maturity, amen, where you comprehend with the saints in light. Hallelujah. Because of you allow mercy, grace, peace. You've allowed the nature of God, the fruits of the Spirit, multiply. When you bear fruit, it doesn't bear one fruit. Amen. The tree bears many fruits, right? Hallelujah. So love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, goodness, all those wonderful fruits that God has to multiply in your life. Amen. That you may be juicy. Hallelujah. Come on. When they take a bite. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, beloved, beloved, when I gave you all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Come on, the common salvation. That means something we know. The common salvation it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should be earnestly contending for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Earnestly. Why? Because men crept in. Men will beguile. Voices of men and of angels will beguile you and take you away. So you must earnestly contend. Amen. You must diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Amen. You must continue to fight. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Meditate on the word day and night. Earnestly contend. Hallelujah. When you don't feel good, you come to church. Praise God. And you come into the house with thanksgiving in your heart. And enter into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Earnestly contend. Hallelujah. For the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Why? For there are certain men crept in unawares. See? Without knowing. Why? Because the church fell asleep. They allow all these things, as we read before, crept in. Came in. Traditions of men. Rudiments of the world. We want to mix the church in the world, where nowadays you don't even know the difference. We don't even know the difference. That's a shame. And Paul came back to this age and day, the church will be unfamiliar. He would not know what happened to the first church in the upper room. What happened to the faith that was delivered unto the saints? Praise God. So we must fight this fight of faith. We must lay hold, amen, to eternal life. It says, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. So this goes back. It's not years. It's not days ago. These are ages. These are eons ordained. Amen. From old. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Praise God. I'm smiling because we can go there. We can go there and there. But we want to continue this awesome message. Ungodly men. Ungodly men. Not godly. Ungodly men. Praise God. Turning the grace. Grace. That means turning you. Once you were going to the kingdom. Once you your path. Amen. Was straight. But because of the men, the voices crept in, turning the grace. The grace, come on. There was a grace. Christ is grace, brought grace and truth. Amen. He brought grace and truth. And the scripture says the grace of God has appeared to all men. Amen. Bringing salvation and teaching men to deny ungodliness, worldly lust. Amen. All these things that we read, ungodly men, worldly lust, the rudiments of the world, amen, the rudiments of the things of this world, amen, that we may live righteously, sober, and godly in this present world. Praise God. So there is an order of God that we must live from, that we must live, and it's in Christ Jesus. But these ungodly men has come in, ordained of old, to this condemnation, turning the grace of God, turning the hearts of men to the world, turning the church, or trying to deceive or beguile you. And it says, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God, our Jesus Christ. Praise God. And let's just go back. Because we want to continue this. And it says turning. So they come in to turn and to deceive and to beguile. And so the word of God speaks of these things. That in the last days there shall be many false prophets or many false Christs. Praise God. To turn you away from where your heart is with Jesus Christ. Your heart is fixed. That you will not leave your first love, but your heart is in Christ Jesus, in the love of God that was established. Amen. In the love of God that was given unto you. And it says, verse 9, it says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Come on. So we ought to stay in Christ because that's where our source is. That's where everything is. So we are not to be deceived going this way or that way, but we may stay on the path. Amen. That was once set before us. And it says, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Which is the head. That means Christ has given you the authority over all principalities and powers. He says, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, that you may tread upon serpents and upon scorpions. Come on, you may lay your hands on the sick and they may be healed. Praise God. So God has given you the power to overcome, that you may stand and not be deceived or not be strayed away from the voices of angels or the voices of men or the rudiments or the traditions of men. Praise God. But you may stay set on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you may be able to overcome. And it says, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision without hands, in putting off the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. So there has to be the circumcision of the heart. So that's why it's a heart matter. Praise God. That's why he said, I'll write my law in your inward part, in your heart. Because God has to circumcise you from the connections of the world, from the sin of the flesh. Amen. And be able to connect that umbilical cord back to God. Praise God. And it's God through Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we may be fed by the things of God. We may be fed by the words of God and not the words of the voices of the world or of ungodly men or things of this world. Praise God. That we may be able to overcome and we may be appear with him. Praise God. When he appears. And it says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen. Come on. With him through the faith of the operation of God. Come on. This is the faith of the operation. So it's the working of God. All this that you are preserved in is the operation of God. And he has given us a redemption, righteousness, sanctification. Come on, and redemption. He's given us all these things, and it's God's operation that he's doing the work. It's God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasures. So it's the operation of God. It's the administration of the Spirit of God, praise God, that preserves you, hallelujah, and keep your mind stayed on him. Keep the word of God. Focus your thoughts on the word of God, that you may not stray away. But the work you have to do is be able to put on the new man. Amen. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. It's the putting off and the putting on. It's the mortifying the deeds of the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we may overcome. Hallelujah. And go to chapter 3, and I'll finish here. And it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things. So here's what we do. How do we do it? We seek those things which are above. What are above? Amen. All good things come from above. Every good and perfect gift is from above. That gift is Jesus Christ, the gift of God, which is the love of God. Amen. And we seek those things which are above. Amen. And Jesus Christ is on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Praise God. And we tap in to that. Hallelujah. It says, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections, your mind, amen, your thought, your desires. Set your affections on things above. Praise God. And not on the earth. Why? Because God has redeemed us from the things of the earth, the rudiments of man. Praise God. And the traditions, praise God. And if those, it says in verse 11 of Hebrews, if they were mindful of the country which they had come on, of the things of the earth, they would have had opportunity to go back, praise God. But they sought for a city, Come on. They sought for a city that have foundation, whose builder and maker is God. So they sought for the things which are above and not on things which are on earth. Their affections, their heart, amen, strings were connected to Jesus Christ. Their heart strings were connected to the things of God, and they sought those things which were above. They had the opportunity to go back. Amen. Where it says Moses, rather to suffer with the people of God than serve sin for a pleasure of sin for a season. Hallelujah. He had the opportunity to be with the things of the world and hear the voices of men and be okay in his place. But God had another place for him. Amen. I said God had another place, and he has the same place for you. Praise God. And what did he do? He did not listen to those voices. He was not deceived by all the riches of Egypt and all the things that they had in the palace. But his mind was on the people of God. His mind was on the promise of God. That God had, my God, God had a promise that he'd given us. It was the promised land. And that same promise that we ought to not turn back, even though there's opportunity, even though the voices say, stay here, even though the voices says, come on, you're all right, you're okay. And that's what the voices will tell you. You're okay in your sin. You're okay in your situation, but you're not okay. Christ has called you to a holy calling. Come on. Christ has called you to a holy calling. And we, my God, our eyes are fixed on Jesus. And we seek for a city. Hallelujah. That city is Mount Zion. Come on, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, the innumerable company of angels. Come on, the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, hallelujah, whose names are written in heaven. And unto God, the mediator, hallelujah, praise God. And unto the spirits, that's you and I, the spirits of just men being made perfect in this walk. Hallelujah. And unto Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Who is the mediator? Whose blood that speaketh better than Abel. Hallelujah. That's what we're seeking for. We're seeking for the city. That's why we contend for this faith. That's why we fight the good fight. Because God has called us to the kingdom for such a time as this. That we may stand for righteousness. That we may stand for the truth. That we will not fold up when persecution comes. When all kinds of things come against us. But count it all joy. Hallelujah. I said count it all joy. Because Christ, hallelujah, my God, Christ is here. My God is here. And he's here that he preserves us. That we will overcome. My God, are you with me? Hallelujah. This word, praise God. Hallelujah. And we go on down, and it talks about putting on the new man and putting on the nature of God, which is the nature of God. That's what the enemy doesn't want us to have. He doesn't want us to have the nature of God. He doesn't want us to have the promises or know the mysteries of God, because he wants to exalt himself. Come on the sides of the north. But Jesus Christ says, no, that is for you. Praise God. Beautiful for situation. And the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. Come on the sides of the north. The city, come on, of the living God. The city of the great King. Hallelujah. Where God is known in her palaces. And he is in the midst of thee. And he that is in the midst of thee, come on, is mighty. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to deliver. Come on. He's mighty because he's the captain of our salvation. I said he's the captain of our salvation. Hallelujah. And so we praise God today. We praise God this morning for the victory that he's given us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for this word of God that he has given us. It's this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a sharp two-edged sword in your hand. Hallelujah. Worship God. Praise God. Hallelujah.